Quick Takes!
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Quick Takes. I am your host for the evening, Paul Brooks, and tonight I got Jason Hulls with me. Jay!
Woo!
Shrek Retold. let's just get right into it.
Yeah. Are you going to say what this thing is? We didn't watch Shrek.
Yeah.
We watched Shrek Retold.
Yeah, I actually pulled up an article on wired.co.uk specifically, and so I just thought maybe I'd read a little bit from it just to give everyone kind of a backstory of what this thing is before I get your thoughts on it. We have been trying to hold back on this thing, and now we can finally let loose. So Shrek Retold is a crowd-created, shot-for-shot remake of the 2001 animation classic Shrek, telling the tale of the curmudgeonly green ogre who falls for a princess. In all, 200 devoted fans, some amateurs, some professionals, contributed their time and effort to recreate each and every scene from the movie. So it's Shrek, but it's a completely different animation, and it's a giant mess.
Yeah. Well, and it's not only live anime. It's like live action in some of the shots.
Right. Yeah. It's all over the board. True.
It is madness. And Paul, I just want to let you know that I actually have the movie rolling right now. You can see the whole thing on YouTube.
Oh my gosh.
So
that's true.
I have it rolling right now. So at any point in time during this conversation, you can ask me what is on the screen and I'll try to describe the madness that happens.
Great idea. And yeah, if you want to watch the movie for yourself, it is on YouTube. We'll put a link down below on bmoviemania.com and you can watch it yourself, which you probably should.
Yeah.
Please make sure you are not on any drugs when you're watching this
it's
thing.
Not safe.
It is not a good idea.
My brother watched this movie after I told him about it. I told him what I was doing and I sent him a random screenshot. And he laughed, and immediately when he got home, he started watching it. And he said it was like Shrek directed by Hunter S. Thompson. I think that's pretty accurate.
That's pretty accurate.
If I had a quick take for this quick take, that's what it would be.
Quick takes!
So the film is, I'm still reading from the Wired article here. The film is the brainchild of Grant Dufrin and 3GI, which is a comic collective based in Milwaukee, that hosts Shrek Fest, an annual celebration of love and life, held over Labor Day in Wisconsin. So this was his doing, and he basically just pulled all these people together, like I said, professionals and amateurs, some people who had clearly no idea what they were doing.
Wait, you said this is in Wisconsin?
The Shrek Fest is in Wisconsin, yeah.
Oh, dude. If they ever do Shrek Retold 2 or 3 or whatever, however many, I would consider going to Shrek Fest for that.
Yeah.
To see this.
Why not? Oh, I think they actually have done part 2 already.
Nice.
So that's out there if you want more.
Oh, I definitely could use more of this.
So just can you, first of all, what's on screen right now?
Okay, there's a shield flipping in midair, a knight tried to run away, abruptly stopped, and flew off screen to the left. Then it just cut to two dudes in live action who just, one has just a green ski mask, and he's yelling at the guy, and I think they're pickles taped to his head. And the donkey is a gray ski mask and just a t-shirt and sweatpants, and they're walking through the woods.
Yeah, so I don't really, we're obviously not going to be able to review this in any sort of traditional manner, which is fine because it's a quick take, but how would you describe the experience of watching this movie and sort of like all the styles of stuff going on here?
Okay, if you've seen Shrek, you know the plot. It is a very loose amateur retelling of it. It's just a nightmare of different animation styles. Sometimes it switches several times within the same scene. So, like, right now, there's a donkey in an Eeyore onesie, a guy in an Eeyore onesie getting a hamburger crammed into his mouth as he sits in a tree. That just abruptly cuts from some pretty decent animation that looks like it would have been something on Adult Swim.
Mm-hmm.
Or like whatever the old MTV cartoons, they used to do trippy cartoons. Now Shrek is just a fat guy. No makeup. Just a fat guy in a vest. That's it.
Yeah, sometimes it's just people.
It's people with varying costume. So it is completely all over the map. I didn't bother to write any plot by plot stuff. I just wrote funny stuff that I found that happened. That's it.
A princess locked away in a tower, rescued by a brave knight.
You didn't slay the dragon?
It's on my to-do list.
Eat me!
And okay, here's one thing I found hilarious. When Shrek confronts the knights when he gets to Farquaad's keep to kind of like complain about all the fairy creatures being in his swamp.
Yeah.
There's a clip where somebody did live action footage, but the footage is from 2001. So I don't know if somebody just put that timestamp on it. But they tried to sell it like it was shot, I guess, the same year it came out, like somebody was reenacting it and just dusted off the old footage and sent it in. It's just full of weird stuff like that.
Yeah, the thing that really sticks out, that stuck out to me, was just the level of creativity for everything that's being done here. It's almost overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Because you go from, you know, like a guy in his basement with dogs chasing him around to like a really great anime scene. It's just all over the place.
Yes, there is a guy who's acting like I forget the parts, but there is a guy just running around in circles with his two dogs in the basement. And there is a really good anime. There's a good anime style fight scene.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's so weird.
Yeah, you definitely got to check it out. We can't, like I said, we can't review this in any sort of traditional manner. You're just going to have to watch it to really understand what we're talking about here. But I wrote down a handful of my favorite scenes. Did you write down anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, well, there's a lot. So I'll sort of start, and maybe we can just kind of go back and forth or something.
Yeah, we'll go back and forth. Yeah.
There's a scene where they use all media clips, like other media clips. So the donkey is Danny DeVito's voice from something else.
Oh, yeah.
That's weird and random.
Yeah, I didn't get that. I have one where Shrek is just a guy wearing a green ski mask.
Yeah, I think that's the one I just talked about.
Oh, okay.
Somebody made a song about making waffles.
Uh-huh.
That was funny. That was just like a techno song that they dropped into the middle of their clip.
Yeah, I certainly didn't go back and rewatch the original Shrek for this. So half the time I'm like, was this in the movie? What is this?
Yeah.
I got one here where for some reason Jimmy Fallon is Lord Farquaad.
Yes. There's many times. Okay. I don't think I've laughed out loud to myself, by myself, in a room watching a movie. I don't know the last time I laughed this much.
Wow.
Every time they would cut to live action people from animation, I would laugh. Like, it's the live action stuff and the such like crappy production quality is so funny every single time.
Yeah, and it's just so jarring.
Oh, there's one. I don't think this is live action. I should have wrote it down, but it's such a messed up thing. I can't even tell from my notes. But when all the forest creatures gather outside of Shrek's house, for some reason, there's a naked guy hanging close on a clothesline. He's totally naked. I think they like blur it somehow, but like just a naked dude hanging outside of Shrek's house. Oh, wait.
I don't think I caught that.
And there's that's the thing. I think you can watch this because we were chatting about this earlier and you didn't see my favorite thing that stuck out in the whole movie. But
we will t- we We will talk about it when we get to the rating, but yeah.
But about the other thing, okay, Magic Mirror is a big character in Shrek, and the first time you see him, it's a Magic Mirror. It's some dude's face, like real face, plastered over it. It's just some guy talking.
Oh, God. I have one here. I think it's like a CG thing where it's a shot of Princess Fiona laying down in bed. She looks horrible, and she's holding a lollipop, and she has a Hungarian accent for some reason.
I'm literally crying right now. There's one thing where they cut to this woman sitting in her basement, and I'm gonna
talking about Christine Chandler.
Christine Chandler, and I'm saying her name because it's in the movie. She says she's Christine Chandler, and she's reading scene 23, and she starts to narrate this scene, and she forgets Farquaad's name. She doesn't narrate it properly, and they use footage of her sitting in her basement saying what she's about to do.
Oh, God.
It's like the worst the bits are, the better and funnier it is.
Yeah, it's so good. You got any more?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll try to just get through them quick, because it's not going to be as funny, I understand, me just saying it. But there's a part where, for some reason, Donkey has six legs, and it's three people in a costume. A donkey costume. They could have had two people, and it would have been fine, but for some reason, they put a third person in there, and so Donkey has six legs.
I got one here that I forgot about, where it's... This is a guy from, I think he's from Tim and Eric's Awesome Show. His name is David Lieb Hart, and he sings Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah in its entirety.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was pretty good.
Yep.
I heard there was a secret choir that David played and pleased the Lord, but I didn't know really. Do you care for the music, do you? I pose like this a fourth of death. A major fall, a major lift, a battle of king composing, hallelujah.
You know what this reminded me of? This is a little bit of an inside thing, listeners, but a long time ago, Paul lived in New York City, and he recorded like 6 hours of New York public access television.
Oh, yeah.
And from what I understand, you can do pretty much anything you want on that. So... sometimes we would watch it while drinking and just laugh about how random and crazy and messed up it all was.
Yeah.
So if you enjoy really off the wall random stuff, this is going to blast you in the face. I think it's in the end, they do a very 80s rendition of I'm a Believer.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty good, actually.
Yeah. And they intercut the music video that these people must have shot. I wonder if we could actually just find that song and put a link. We'll try, I guess. But like,
sure.
It's all synth and stuff, and it's changed up a little bit, but it was really well done. So there's like really well done little pieces in this. Oh, here's the guy. We have Magic Mirror on the screen right now, and it's just some dude. It's animated. Everything's animated, except Farquaad's mouth is real, and this cutout and of Magic Mirror, and it's some guy who looks like he's 20 years old. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think he was just the guy who got handed that scene, basically.
Probably.
It was pretty interesting how they put this together, just with like divvying up the scenes, because some are like a minute and some are like a couple seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how they did it.
Well, in this scene.
Oh, Jay, hold on 1 second. Jay, okay. I'm sorry. I Mike Hello? Hayes is calling me. Hold on.
Oh, Mike Hayes?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, Mike.
Dude, what the fuck was that?
What?
What you mean you watched?
You talking about Shrek Retold?
Yeah, dude, that was bonkers.
We didn't have to watch it.
Yeah, but I trust you, normally.
Oh, I appreciate it.
Mike, you saw the movie, huh?
Jay is asking...
Is this a bad time?
No, no, you're fine. We wanted to get your thoughts really quick. Are you okay?
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can... My thoughts on Selecting Told?
Yeah.
Fever Dream? I like that there's a lot of different animation, like indie animation groups that worked on it. That was interesting. Sick Animation does one that was obviously bonkers. Holy shit, how does this exist?
Right. Hey, Mike?
Yeah?
Did you actually watch the movie?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
What? You asked me to watch it, so I watched it.
Oh, okay. Well, I appreciate that. I mean, again, this is me and Jay's quick take. You didn't have to do that, but, you know, always happy to get your thoughts.
Thanks,
well,
Mike.
You mentioned what you were going to do to Jay. You said, I'm going to commit a crime, and I'm going to make Jay watch this.
Right.
And I said, well, I need part of this. I need to witness the atrocity that you're making my good friend, Jay, witness.
Well, guess what?
I wanted to check it out.
He loves it.
Good.
I do. I'm sorry. Like, right now, like, Shrek looks like an absolute alien.
I mean, that's the fun of it. The fact that it's so fucking bonkers.
Well, hey, while I got you on the phone, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you watch this thing, and we're talking with Jay here. Do you want to just give it a rating real quick with us?
Oh, fuck.
Well, hold on one
Wait,
second.
Hold on
Mike.
A second.
Let me get the rating system from Jay here because
I didn't talk about my best bit.
Okay.
In this whole thing, I didn't.
And Mike, I know that you can't hear him because you're on the phone, but let's just have Jay set this up for us right here, and then we'll get your rating.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Yeah. You want so Mike isn't going to know the rating system.
I'll relay it to him, Jay.
Okay. So my favorite bit in this whole thing. The thing that stands out is there's a scene when Fiona is locked in the cave at night and it's Shrek and Donkey, and for some reason Donkey in poor animation is portrayed as having a human torso but Donkey arms and legs, and you can just see tons of pubes.
Did you get all that, Mike?
I couldn't get a word of it.
Yeah, lots of pubes. Lots of pubes.
So bad. It's so bad. No.
So based on that, Jay, what are we going with?
Based on that, our rating system is going to be man-donkey pubes.
1 out of 100 man-donkey pubes. That makes sense.
Man-donkey pubes. All right, perfect.
You are crying a lot in this episode, Jay.
Like, the whole time.
Mike, let's start it off with you, please.
All right. Well, my review out of 1 out of 100 man-donkey pubes. I mean, it's got to be... I mean, maybe this is a very obvious answer, rating for this. But out of 1 out of 100 man-donkey pubes, my rating score is... Somebody once told me the world is gonna I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. A man donkey pubes.
Wow.
How the hell am I gonna do that?
You gotta put those lyrics in there in the graphic.
And you go into Photoshop and you type in the phrase, somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
All right.
Man donkey pubes.
It's fantastic. And then, yeah, you just have to put man-donkey pubes after that.
Hey, Paul, can I give you something real quick?
Yeah, please do.
All right, 1 second. All right, Paul, here's the review right here.
Why? What is happening?
Isn't that the version from the film?
Of man donkey pubes.
All right, Mike. Well, we appreciate your input. Thanks for calling in.
Of course. Thanks for showing me this insane fever dream of a beautiful style Shrekness. So thank you.
Of course.
I hope you guys rated as high as I did.
No, we're gonna find out right now. Thanks, bud.
Can't wait to hear it.
All right, see ya.
See ya, Mike.
All right, bye.
Wow.
It was Mike Hayes from B-Movie Mania. So yeah, I'm mad about having to do that graphic, but what do you think? 1 out of 100. Man, donkey pubes.
Okay, like, there are people out there that watch movies like Begotten.
Like Chris Hudson.
Like crazy Chris Hudson. So, you know, this has an audience. I mean, I guess if you like weird stuff and you like Shrek, I mean, this is not, you just don't sit down and watch this without knowing what you're getting into. I feel like that's part of what we're trying to do here tonight, is to... Sorry.
What's happening?
Sorry, I'm just watching. Oh, we hit the part where Donkey has 6 legs. I think Shrek is a green guy in a towel.
You know, sorry to cut off your rating here, but you're absolutely right that, like, you can 100% go back and probably rewatch this thing because there's so many things in it that you could pick up on the second time around.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is very, I think, kind of up my alley. It's not an easy watch, but it's funny. And if you know Shrek and you're into this sort of stuff, and it's real, real weird and real random, then awesome. I'm just going to rate this thing 90. You should watch this. This is hilarious. I laughed so much. 90.
There it is.
Go watch Shrek Retold. Please.
You know, I couldn't agree with you more. I mean, I echo everything that you're saying here. If I had one piece of... I suppose criticism, just because I always like to, you know, toss that in. It's, you know, hard to keep, like, focused on it sometimes because it's just so all over the place.
Sure.
So, like, you know, your attention kind of dips in and out a little bit sometimes, but that's okay.
Can I just say one last thing of what's happening?
Yeah.
There's a guy in a terrible Shrek costume dribbling beer down his face. Donkey looks like a gimp mask. And they're green screened on a drawbridge with lava in the background.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
So, Paul, all right, just go ahead. Go ahead.
All right. I pretty much was going to do 90, so I will also go 90.
90? Oh, wait, who's this?
Man, donkey, pubes. Oh, wait.
Ugh, so fucking angry about so much right now. My fucking recorder isn't recording.
What's happening?
My webcam isn't working. I don't know what's going on. Shrek exists. I don't know what the fuck this is about.
What do you mean? That's what we're talking about.
Oh, well, okay. Well, first of all, did you guys know that Bill Murray was supposed to play Shrek?
No.
Oh, they offered the part to Nicolas Cage. Did he want it? No. Come on. If Nicolas Cage doesn't want it, why the fuck would Mike Myers do it? I mean, he could never be better than Nicolas Cage at that movie.
What?
Are you talking about Shrek Retold?
No, I'm talking about Shrek, the original Shrek. I mean, Chris Farley had recorded like 90% of the dialogue when he died. I think the movie killed him. I think Mike Myers killed Chris Farley so he could take over and do it in some shitty Scottish accent.
Yikes.
Okay, Chris, like, that's fine, and that's, I didn't know some of that. That's interesting, but we're doing a quick take on Shrek Retold. Did you watch that?
What is Shrek Retold? Is that another sequel? I know they've got 50 of them.
Yes, it is.
Oh, God. I don't even want to know anything about this.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Paul. Hey, what's up, buddy? This is Mike.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm pretty good, actually. Yeah, how are you doing?
Good. We got Chris with us now, too.
Who?
Chris Hudson?
I know him, yeah.
Chris, can you hear us still?
How's it going, Mike?
Oh, Mike, Chris says, how's it going, Mike?
Oh, tell Chris, pretty good.
Hey, why does Mike look like a telephone right now? He looks like a cell phone.
Well, he's on my phone right now. He's not,
Oh, he didn't turn into a cell phone when New Year's hit. I got you. Okay, I thought he did.
No.
Never, okay, my mistake.
Yeah. Hey, Mike. Sorry, Chris was just a little confused about why you looked like a cell phone, but we got it figured out now. Oh, wait, what's happening, Jay? Hold on, what's happening?
They had an animated scene, and then when Shrek goes through the wall, they had some guy live action
Shrek
style.
Goes through the wall.
Some guy live action style fly through a piece of cardboard into somebody's bedroom
for like a second.
For 1 second, and then it was back to the animation.
It's 1 second. Oh God. All right. Well, hey, you know, I didn't really expect this to happen, but since all four of us are here right now, and we're coming to the end of the off season, which I think has been a great off season. Props to everybody for doing some great stuff. But we got season four coming up. So do you guys want to, you know, like make any sort of... Chris, didn't you have like something that you wanted to ask me?
Yeah, you know, I think, Paul, since you're coming back to the podcast full time now, I would like
what?
It. I think you're coming back for the podcast full time, and we really, really appreciate it. And to show our appreciation, we would like you, well, I would personally like you to pick the first movie.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you. That's very nice. That's very kind of you guys. I don't remember saying that I was coming back to the podcast full time, but I guess I could do the first movie if you want.
Great. All right. Back.
Let's at least get to this first movie.
Sure.
Yeah, and then he would also pick the fifth movie then too, right? First movie, fifth movie.
See how it works out.
Oh, I see what you're saying. This is gonna be really tough picking my one episode because I have four really good ones that I want to do. So,
well, fuck, Paul. Maybe I don't know. Let's just watch all of them that you have picked up.
Should I just come back full time?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. Okay. Fine. Yeah, I'm back, guys.
I'm very happy that my constant campaigning and billboards and flyers finally swayed you to come back full time.
Well, you know, I mean, I do have four movies that I really want to watch with you guys, and the main thing is, to be honest, I just miss hanging out with you guys. So I got to do it.
It's precious.
We miss you too, Paul.
Well, surprise. Season four should be fun. I'm excited. And hey, you know what? Should I do this? Should I announce what we got coming up first?
Go ahead.
Let it out.
Yeah.
All right. Producer Alex, could you cue up the music there? I want to do more with producer Alex, Mike.
I love producer Alex.
On the next episode of B-Movie Mania...
Return Fire, Jungle Wolf 2.
Whoa.
Sounds familiar.
Wait,
I'm
not
done.
Did you
already do that one?
Highlander, The Quickening. Blood Rain 3. In the fine B-Movie Mania tradition of reviewing sequels without having seen the original, we're going to add another film to the list.
Nice.
Fasten your seat belts and grab that vomit bag, because you may experience some Turbulence 3 Heavy Metal.
Whoa.
What the fuck even is that?
Well, it's the third part in the Turbulence franchise, Mike.
It's the Heavy Metal version.
It is. And guess what?
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 It's on Tubi!
Ooh, we like Tubi.
We love Tubi. We need to like get something going with Tubi, because Tubi's amazing.
Yeah,
Jay?
Yeah.
Thanks for doing Shrek Retold with me. Chris, maybe sometime check it out instead of just watching Shrek.
Oh, I've never actually seen Shrek.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul.
Yeah,
hey,
Mike.
Paul. I got a little something for you. I gotta go here, but I got a little something for you I need you to hear.
All right.
Ready?
Yeah. Jesus. That's the Chicago crew for you. Thanks, buddy.
Peace. Love you.
See you. Love you too.
Bye.
Wow.
Wow.
All right. We'll see you guys for season four of B-Movie Mania.
Woo-hoo.
Woo. Somebody once told me the world's gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed.
Listen up, maniacs. Do you have a question or a comment? Would you like to send some bourbon to Uncle Lloydy? You can contact the gang on Facebook at B-Movie Mania. You can also drop them a line at bmoviemania.com. Reach out, touch them. They are touching themselves, and they might just reach back. I'm Lloyd Kaufman saying, see you next time on B-Movie Mania. Woohoo!